The third and final phone call that's going to be a part of our show. I didn't want to bring telecommunications to the lagoon, but this was important. So I get this phone call from a friend of mine in Nashville named Tony Brown, and he says, hey, we're making this album with Lionel Richie, and we want you to be on it. So I said, it's February in Nashville. Can we go to California and do it? And so the entire Coral Reefer Band went out, and Lionel and I go way back. And anyway, before we get there, I thought that I would preface this because, well, there's a story here, because if you put the titles of these two songs together, they're phrases, but then they actually make a complete sentence. So if you're in school, just remember to go tell your teachers that Jimmy gave you an incredible English lesson in proper sentence structure as a part of the Lounging at the Lagoon evening. Why don't we get drunk and screw, comma, all night long? That is a complete sentence. Wait a minute, there's a story too. You see, Lionel and I both kind of hung out in Alabama for a while. And we were hot. He had a band, a little tiny band from Tuskegee called the Commodores. I remember them, yeah. They were a little more famous than my band called the Upstairs Alliance, but we were a hot fraternity weekend band, and we wound up at a competition in Texas once where all the colleges would come in and we'd play like a battle of the bands, and they would judge who was the best, and then you'd get all the jobs. That was the good part. The bad part was you had to draw straws to see who went first. So we're sitting out there, me and my solo guitar player at the time. And in drives this bus that looked like it came from the planet Tralfamador. It was not of this world. And off stepped the Commodores in their outfits, headed for the stage. And I went, oh my God, we have to follow the Commodores. So my guitar player totally panicked. And he tried to run away, but I tackled him. He said, what are we supposed to do? We can't follow them. And I said, let's start drinking heavily, and then we'll figure it out. Something will come to me, I swear. So while the Commodores blasted the crowd out of the building, we finished a half pint of tequila in 12 minutes. Now, someone will tell you there's a lot of truth in a whole bottle of whiskey, and there's a lot of lies in an empty one. But don't forget, there's a lot of courage in an empty bottle of whiskey, too. So, the Commodores finished, I took the stage, and for 12 of my 15 minutes, I heaped praise upon their great efforts and their incredible ability as a band. And I timed it to 2.5 minutes. Then I did one song and got as many bookings as they did. I really do appreciate the fact you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. Bring a picture, bring